Como madre orgullosa, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Y los únicos huevos que compro son Eggland's Best. ¿Casualidad? ¡Para nada! No importa cómo los cocines, siempre están frescos y deliciosos. Además, tienen más vitaminas D y E y un 25% menos de grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. ¿Por qué conformarse con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos. Visita egglandsbest.com para obtener más información.
If I cannot tell myself, from now on, never ever, never would I ever, I'm going to turn around and start doing it just because. So start going from there. Don't go from stupid again, blah, 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 because going that route, you are sinking. And then you get yourself to the point that you're so deep in that sorrow and the depression and everything that it's just.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the ADHD Eavesdrop, where you can be a butterfly on the wall and listen in on my conversations. Who am I? I'm Janine Van Stee. I'm an ADHD life coach who likes to help people better manage their ADHD and live the best lives that they can. Today, we have Ina Phelps again. Woo! I love Ina. She's one of my favorite people in the whole world. Ina, what's going on?
Hi. Well, Janine, I always like to add when you say, who am I? I am an ADHD coach and I'm a big fan of ADHD.
Yay! A super fan, actually. So, Ina, tell us what's up with you these days.
So, it's holidays, first of all, for any ADHD person. The Christmas time, New Year time, it's exciting because we have all those beautiful plans and colorful, which we actually kind of failing and missing plans and we're scrambling. And then on top of everything, I actually got amazing news, which I was hoping for a long time. But then when you get it, you're like, oh, shoot. So that was one of those things. So just to paint the picture. The 31st of December, we were driving to see Cirque du Soleil performance with my family. And I'm a big theater fan. So for me, Cirque du Soleil, it's the ultimate way of celebrating New Year and holidays. And while we were driving, I actually got a call from my work that I got a new job position. And we're not just saying, yes. And we're not just talking about, you know, I got a little promotion or... We're talking about changing completely the direction of my career. Now it's going to be a career. Before it was just a job. We're talking about significant jump in income. Yes, but very exciting, very exciting. And so, and what happens is I just had an interview a day before. So I was ready to wait, you know, somewhere between a week and a month, and that would be very sufficient. I thought that would be exciting. But I got a call the next day. On the 31st, I got a call, and it was super duper exciting because people had such a positive things to say about me. It was addressed to me how what a great referrals they got from my nowadays bosses. So it was really a great feedback. It was one of those like, well, but I'm doing a good job, but am I? Where's the validation? And then suddenly all this validation is coming like
dopamine.
I know. Oh my gosh, yeah. Can you like explode sometimes from so much dopamine? I could visualize myself just like being inflated like a balloon and just popping. And then the little, like the sparkles will come out of it. So this is what I got. So now with this great power comes great responsibilities because now I am going from part-time job to full-time job. From working from home, I'm going to the office every day. So my whole family dynamics, all the structure, all the planning, everything has to be changed. And it has to be like, we need help. I have two teenage kids who are very busy after school. So a lot of things going on, but I'm not going to be there to actually drive them around. So Mama Bear is a little bit puzzled with that. So Mama Bear needs to come up with plan B and plan C and D. Who's going to get whom and what time? Oh, and don't forget about meal planning. I was home to actually make the meals and stuff, not like it was ever fancy or elaborate. It was never five course meal or anything like that. But needless to say, it was homemade meal, you know, and I was here to, oh, quickly fix this and quickly do that and put stuff in the, you know, like the slow cooker and this and that. So that is all out of the table. So now we're talking about a whole new ball game of planning and accountability, because you know those teenagers, they don't eat what you cook for them. So that would be extra text. What did you eat? Did you find what you eat? Here's the picture of your dinner. It does not look like cereal with milk. So, but the amount of dopamine is so great that I'm trying to ride off this wave in actually very proactive and smart way. And Janine gave me a really good point. She said, uh-oh, more money. Uh-oh, we were just talking about it. The financial well-being was a big struggle for me lately because my particular income was small. So of course there is responsibility for the family, my share of bills and this and that. And I was struggling with that because of the financial decisions, which were not smart, but unfortunately they were ADHD driven. So this is what me and Janine are always helping each other with. So when we get into this position, and that position is very, very, how would I say it? You feel very ashamed. That is a position where you cannot even tell normal people, not the neurodivergent people, because you are ashamed, because you know immediately your spouse or your best friend who doesn't have ADHD, they would say, what do you mean you missed that bill? Why didn't you pay it? Like, how would you ever explain people that you couldn't pay it? Because there is a time blindness, there is lack of planning, there is the emotional overspending. It is, you really feel very ashamed. So this is where me and Janine was helping. We were helping each other because we do not judge. Because I know whatever she's going through, I know exactly how it feels, and she knows exactly what I'm going through. So that's never a judgment. So it's a safe person to say, oh, oops, I did it again. And she'll be like, okay, well, how about what can we do right now? First, we do not get upset with ourselves. Second, we look at positive stuff. So, Ina, look what happened again, which is fine. Why did that happen? You actually, instead of saying how stupid you are to yourself and how, oh my God, again, instead of even letting yourself stepping into that very slippery slope of self-loathing and depression, I start reserving to analyzing. Numbers don't lie. You know, the information doesn't lie. So instead of saying, oh my God, what the blah, 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 I pause and I always find the reason why. What was emotionally happening there that I reserved to this? Normally, the answer is very simple. I didn't have a budget. So in my head, I feel like I have those funds, which I don't. But not having a budget, it means that you're not prepared. You're reaching out to somebody else's pocket because the money I was overspending, where would that come out from? Is it going to come out of my kids' food budget? Is it come out of my gas money? No, it cannot. So unfortunately, it's coming out on the credit card, which is putting you into further debt. That's why I'm saying with great power comes great responsibilities. Janine said, oh, you're going to start making more money. Does that mean are you going to get in more trouble? And I have plan in place. I've been gearing up by the 1st of January to actually put myself on the financial health. Mentally, I was prepared to actually stop paying for any online classes or any online information because that's my weakest point. And subscriptions. Those little stinky, I have other words, but we're going to keep it PG-13. Those things sneak up on you. Oh my God. And you guys have to understand that nowadays, the marketing field, marketing professionals, they're getting even sneakier and they know exactly our shortcomings. So what happens is now the subscriptions comes in such a fine print. You guys need to investigate every screen you fast forward in to get to the purchase because one of those screens have a subscription. So the accidental purchase and activation of subscription is almost inevitable nowadays. So I'm literally developing a healthy paranoia against buying stuff online and getting yourself into subscription. Do you know, Janine, that I'm still going in circles with Shopify about those accidental stores I opened? They're still charging me money. It's insane.
It's something that happens to a lot of us. We get caught and now we're paying multiple subscriptions for one thing and can't figure out how to not do that.
Right. So it was a class. It was an online class where a person will teach you how to make money online. And their class was extremely cheap. I mean, we're talking about probably $7. So, of course, I purchased it anymore, not anymore. And so that person had, oh, as a bonus for you guys, I have a Shopify subscription for you for $1. So the small print is that subscription was only for 1 week. And then within that 1 week, if you don't cancel it, then they charge you $40. That's the spot, the Shopify which will charge you. So needless to say, that course was completely useless for me because the intro was good, but the moment he said, go and open your store and he can go back, like start explaining, I got immediately confused because opening the store apparently is not that. So I opened the store and then they said, but the next step is this, but I didn't see the next step. So much like I got so confused that I just turned around and I said, I don't want it. So I'm not sure if I didn't cancel it on time anyway. So I saw it when the charge was going through, right? So I'm trying to log back in the store to cancel that charge. And I accidentally, they keep asking something, yes or no. And I keep saying yes. So I accidentally opened five more stores.
Oh my God. Five. Not just like
So,
one extra store,
right.
but five
So
stores.
that means that they made their app so easy. In my mind, I went back there eventually and I canceled that subscription. And because I never like monitor my charges closely. I have a bad habit of not doing that. Apparently, I've been charged for Shopify for all those stores for like since June. And so the past 3 months, I go circles with them because they don't have life represented to do the the online assistant and text somebody. So I did it 3 times. And the person said, yeah, we found your information. We close your store. Then I get charged again. Yes, the same thing, the same thing. Then finally, I found out that I have five stores. And so I think I canceled them all. And I'm still petrified that I'm going to get charged. Last time I sent them an email, which were, I don't know, 3 years long, with all the screenshots of all the stores I found. I added all of that and I said, I cancel it, but please somebody reply to me and make sure that I don't have any stores with you open. Nothing. Crickets. The reason why I was gearing up for it was like all those pain points, which I had to stumble upon over and over again. Unfortunately, I don't learn from the first time, apparently. Well, everybody has their pet peeves, somebody's the, and another thing is, sorry, I'm rambling. Another thing is, I really truly believe that depending on your time of your life, this is what, like there were some times where I was okay financially and I was not doing those mistakes, but I was learning some other life lessons. It was something else. Maybe.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy five or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It was a relationship. And then you move on. So like I feel like depending of what you believe, if you believe in God, if you believe in universe, whatever you believe in, you're always learning. You're never done learning. So that's why the hardest part is when you have this trial and hard time. For me, the hardest part was always say thank you. The hardest. Oh yeah, your bank is minus. Instead of saying, oh my God, why am I so stupid? I will be like, breathe, first of all, breathe. Second of all, it's a life lesson. I'm grateful for this life lesson. And then you get the information. Why did that happen? Mm-hmm. So start going from there. Don't go from stupid again, blah, 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 because going that route, you are sinking. And then you get yourself to the point that you're so deep in that sorrow and the depression and everything that it's just hard to come out of there. But if you go from, I understand, I'm not going to judge myself. I'm just going to give myself grace. You made a mistake. What would we say if our loved ones would come up with this? Like if my child will come and start crying about it, what would I say? I would never say you stupid. Mm-hmm. I would say, honey, it's okay. You made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Try to learn.
What did you learn? Exactly.
So we need to realize we are our biggest enemy and we are our best friend.
Yes.
Like we're the only ones who has all the memories from our birth, all our memories to the moment we can leave. There is nobody else out there who has the database of knowledge we have, the experience we have, all this like quirkiness we have. Nobody. So guess what? If nobody is around, you have to be your biggest fan.
And speaking of being your biggest fan, I am one of your biggest fans.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so excited that you've gotten this new job. And I know that the financial aspect of it is going to be huge. But some of the things that you talked about that kind of tweaked my interest is, how are you going to get the kids places? How are you going to do dinners? Those kinds of things are kind of starting to make you a little bit nervous. What Right. are you doing to, you know, get ready for that? Are you creating a calendar? Are you writing it out? Or have you just Right. been thinking about it?
Well, okay. When you say, are you creating the calendar, like putting the, you know, plan in motion? Unfortunately, that's my ADHD response. It sounds boring for me. Mm-hmm. So what I do to avoid that, I engage the game plan. I am a theatrical person. Anything boring for me, that's complete no-no. Like at this point, I cannot even override that at this point in my life. So what I need to do, I need to gamify that. I need to make a game out of it. I need to make an excitement out of it. So I just shared with Janine that last night, which were January 1st, I actually sat down and I wrote I would call it the rules of the game. So my rules of the game is 365 game, and there is a 365 lockdown. So let me explain. For 365 games, I have different goals. So I have planner, I have ADHD, and I have wealth. So 365 planner, my rule of game that every day for at least 5 minutes, I will be planning, aka I'm going to look at the calendar first thing in the morning, aka I'm going to plan out, you know, my goal is to do the 2 weeks at a time planning at the end of the week. So 365 planner is anything planning. Meal planning, ride planning, anything, at least 5 minutes a day. I know, like everybody else, when I do something for 5 minutes, I usually focus on that, and it's going to be more than 5 minutes. But what I'm trying to achieve with 365, for me, it's exciting. It's almost like a game, but I'm trying to override the time blindness, you know, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing.
Is 365 a program that you're using? Or
no. It's just in my head. But 365 is very powerful for me because that means every day.
Yes.
For some reason, for me, anything what they say, ooh, 365, whatever, that like, for some reason, that piques my interest. So I just go with that. If it would be 24/7, maybe that will pique interest for somebody else. So, but that's my goals. And 365 lockdown is the rule which I was mentally preparing myself. That means that for next 363 at this point, the rule is I'm not doing any online classes for the whole year. So, aka I'm not allowed to purchase an online class. I'm not allowed to purchase subscription. And basically, all my like shopping has to be actually mindful. So that means needs over wants. And then I did put two exceptions of the rules. There are two online classes, two programs, which I was really excited about and I wanted to do it. But I made myself promise that when I achieve my couple of financial goals. I have some credit cards to pay. Then I will allow myself to unlock one of the rules. So the details are still coming, but 365 lockdown, that means I'm not allowed to buy any online products. The reason for it is because I get excited over them super easily, especially if the price is really small, but then I purchase them and then I don't forget to follow through. So I have a lot of them to go through still. So if I don't, my thought is if I don't purchase any more classes, I have enough information for the whole next year to study. And then the subscriptions, that's like my biggest enemy. I really would like to research all their tricks, and I would like to put the information out there for all the ADHD people to actually stay clear of them. I swear to God, all the marketing is actually based on how to hook any ADHD person. And I ask my husband, who doesn't have ADHD, like, we would watch a commercial and I have like sparkles in my eyes. And I'm like, oh, and he goes, absolutely not. This is horrible. Like, this is horrible. Don't you see? This is like, it's bullshit right there.
I am like, so susceptible to marketing.
Oh my God.
So susceptible to it.
We have to have a shield. We have to have like a smart glasses, which will knock off all that BS coming our way. It's so sad. They are literally making money. The whole marketing is making money on ADHD. We have to be educated. We have to know, like, what did the G.I. Joe said? Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe. To recap, so my planning strategy for approaching my new work, my goals, my financial goals, I actually make a game. Janine knows I have a brain dump. It's like a diary thing. It's literally called brain dump. When I get too overwhelmed, when I have plans, but it's not your to-do list, it's just all this quote unquote great ideas, which are like burning. Your butt is on fire because you think, holy moly, that's going to bring me like $1 million tomorrow. Why nobody's using it? So we all know we crash and burn from those. So I decided that it's really important for me to write them down. Because actually, would you like me to read something from my brain dump, which I just found? I had some thoughts about it. So it says, what should I do with new ideas, which keeps coming into my head in the amounts of 1,000? That's a question for myself. I wrote to myself, attention, I can still write them down into a brain dump. If I don't respectfully document them with the tentative date, when I will work on them, they will keep bothering me and occupy my mind. They're putting me into a spinning. Isn't that something? So mm-hmm. Apparently, you cannot just write it off. Like if you have that $1 million idea, you cannot just say, no, it's not going to work. It's going to keep nagging you and nagging you. And in a way, it's actually create this negative dopamine, which is still dopamine. Like you actually pushing that idea away and it's coming back at you, it creates, like it's occupying your brain. So then I would say to myself, respect those ideas, log them in, just hold off on acting out on them yet. Show them some respect, put them in paper, put the tentative date. For instance, oh yeah, well definitely I cannot do it right now. How about next month? Like February 1st. So that's the respect. And then I put myself locked and load period. That's the one which is 365 lockdown. Lock and load means that some of the stuff is so overloaded already, you cannot add more. For me, it's the financial burden. Mm-hmm. So for me, lockdown period for the next year is subscription and online classes. If I work on my financial goals, if I stick to them, I might unlock it. But by that time, I would really already know and navigate what do I really want. And then there will be a lot of stuff I would have to learn for new jobs. So yeah, it's all here. Here's my brain done.
Lovely. And so how do you, you have this rule where you can't do subscriptions and classes. How do you keep yourself from saying, oh, it's all right with this one, I can just do one?
Right. So this is what was happening in 2024. And so what happened is, lucky for me, again, lucky is an air quotes. So whenever I start pondering about it and I would still like talk myself into it, that would be still a big, big boo-boo. AKA, the class I purchased is not the class I really wanted. It was false advertising. Or if I turn around and if I didn't like it right away and I'm trying to cancel it, they will give you a hassle. So I would learn so much when I start overriding that. I crashed and burned so many times. By the end of the year, it was epic. I was literally dumbfounded. Why am I still doing that? It's like literally stepping on the minefield over and over again and see like, oh, is that mine not going to explode? Oh, yeah, it did. Hello. So I think for me, it's one of those things until you hit the rock bottom, you cannot shake it off kind of thing. You know, like every addict went through that in their life with any type of addiction, you know, overeating or smoking or anything. Like when you want to quit, you literally, you enter this spiraling down out of control until you hit the rock bottom. So unfortunately, I think I did all of that right prior to holidays. I mean, I didn't plan my Christmas purchases. So I overdid that. So now I have an extra debt I have to deal with. I had the embarrassing things when I had to ask my mom for extra money because I overdid it, you know, this and that. So like I went through all of that emotionally that I am so ready not to do that again. And best part is I'm going to be so busy right now with a new job. Hey,
yes.
Who's got time now? So we'll see. It's the game plan. The thing is, it's not perfect. It might work. It might not. But for me, I'm just trying to make it as exciting as possible for me. So I am in that playing mode. I cannot do the boring stuff. I cannot tell myself from now on, never, ever, never would I ever. I'm going to turn around and start doing it just because.
Well, we do have that demand avoidance thing too. So if we tell ourselves we can't do something, by God, we want to do it. And right. If we tell somebody, we tell ourselves we have to do something, by God, we're not going to.
So what I'm trying to come from, I'm trying not to come from the point of lack, but from abundance. I'm not doing that because I have a lot of those programs already purchased. And I forgot about them. And some of them are absolutely amazing. I never follow through with them because I have a next dopamine chase. So I'm actually reminding myself to get excited. And I finally will have time to learn what I already purchased. So I think that's very responsible. And you still have abundance. But I have that.
Yes, you do. And what you just said is so, so intensely important. And you also mentioned earlier, so you got coming from abundance, and then you mentioned earlier wants versus needs, right? Mm-hmm. And you can put the subscriptions and the classes into that wants versus needs
right.
test and see how that, you know, you don't need them. And that's why you're saying, I don't need this. And that's why I can eliminate this because it's not a need.
Early on in my life, for some reason, I discovered the 3-day rule. Early on, I was a teenager. It miraculously worked on my interest. When I was a teenager and I, you know, like a boy at school, I gave myself 3 days rule. So before I would actually, that was the time when you don't text, no cell phone. So you literally have to physically go and talk to a person. So I would be on the urge. Right. I would be on the urge to like, hey, I would like to go and talk to him. Just go talk to him. And I would give myself 3 days rule. I will promise myself, I'll give myself 3 days. If in 3 days I would like to talk to this guy, I'll go ahead and talk to him. Guess what usually happened? In 3 days, I'll be like, guy who? What was his name again? So then I noticed that it works with purchases. I really, really, really want to buy it. Okay. Well, how about you come back to it in 3 days? In 3 days, you don't remember why did you need it for? Versus if you need something, really need something, that's a reoccurring need. Like, for instance, if you need boots and the winter comes, guess what? In 3 days, you need boots. In 4 days, you need boots. You still need boots. So you're like, okay, I really need them. But if we're talking about, you know, especially online shopping, Amazon and this and that. So what I start doing, whatever I like online, I actually send the link to a folder. So I have a folder full of those links. And once in a while, I come back to them, not even 3 days. We're talking about 10 days later or like 3 months later. And I was like, I would start laughing because I will see all those choices. And I'm like, what was I thinking? I don't need this. I don't need this. So maybe give yourself that rule. Like in my country, in Russia, we always say, if you want to do something really, really big, like you freaking need to save the country right now. You know what you need to do first? Sleep on it. If you wake up in the morning and you still have the same urges, that's true. And you know, especially with ADHD, did you notice our mental activities at night? It's completely different than in the morning. At night, all those ideas and stuff, this is when you're spending the money. And then in the morning, you wake up, it's almost like your hangover. Like, what the heck was I thinking? What was that?
Well, and I had a client who set a rule for herself that she wouldn't buy anything online after dark. And that it kind of brought that up to me in my head because she, same thing, day after regrets. And so she tended after dark be when she did her shopping and, you know, did all the things that she wasn't supposed to. And so she just said, I can't buy anything if it's dark outside.
Right. I just think if I get myself extra questions, that helps too. Mm-hmm. Like actually a set of questions to really specify, do you need that or not? Because the best part is if you hear us talking, you will think, oh my God, then it's no fun. Like, why are you constantly, you know, like choking yourself? Why are you not letting yourself? But I can guarantee you, if you really need something, and if you go through all those steps and it checks all the green marks, that purchase would be extra special because not only it gives you a dopamine of owning that instant gratification, everything, but because you went through all this extra step, you do feel proud of yourself because then it's conscious, not subconscious. Then it's not how ADHD is going like, hey, come on. And then you're the one who is crying the next morning.
I just had a great thought. And you don't have to like it if you don't want to. I always tell people, eat the meat, spit out the bones. If you like something you hear from me, use it. If you don't, don't. But what if you were to write down how much money you've not spent? Like those things that are in your folder. Like you actually start.
I love that. That is actually a powerful tool when, again, it comes, you literally tricking your brain to see the abundance again. You're not coming from lack, I don't have that. You're coming from, wow, I saved so much for myself, so I am having it. I told that to my mom. When my mom had the decision to make whether to move from the apartment to a different place. And she's like, oh, you know, so what if it takes me 2 hours on the bus to get to my place, but it was my place and da, da, da. And I just told her, I said, count the money, how much you're going to save, because the second move, that was financially very smart. So when she actually put down of all the money she's saving, just that move along was saving her in the ballpark of $1,000 a month. The moment she put that in paper, she goes, that's a no-brainer. I'm moving. Right. And now, after she moved so many months, she goes, wow, such a significant difference. She's like, I'm not struggling now. Like, I'm using this money for something else. So it's a big deal. And then another thing is, when I was trying to lose weight back in the days, I did have this approach. So what I was doing when I was trying to stay away from sweets, and I had the huge sweet tooth back in the days, you know what I would do? I had a little notepad. I would sit in the coffee shop and I will come up to the counter and they have all those cheesecakes, all this. And then I will get my coffee. The coffee was allowed. It was with sugar substitute, you know, so it was a good kind for me. And then I look at all of that, all this abundance of cakes. I will take the table. I will take a seat somewhere close to that. And I start drawing in my notepad everything I would like to eat from that window. So I will draw a cheesecake and I will draw a pretzel and I will draw whatever. And believe it, I don't know how to explain it, but it worked. For some really weird thing, I'm drinking my coffee and drawing those sweets I'm not eating. I felt satisfied. I did not feel like, oh my God, I want it so much and I'm not letting myself. For some very odd reason, my body and my mind was satisfied. Because visually, I was letting it. Then there was a creative thing. And the best part happened when I was doing it for several days. And at the end of the month, I had a whole page. It was kind of like a cover on one of those cute notebooks, you know, like the girls' fancy coffee and stuff. I was drawing everything I didn't eat. And I had this beautiful, I have this page somewhere. It gave me so much joy. So maybe I should start drawing the things I didn't purchase. And then I'll put the number on that. And then I look back and I was like, whoa, mathematically, this is how much money you save if you look at it visually, because we're very visual people. And I like to draw, so it's like win-win.
Yeah, I'm
Oh.
sitting here thinking, so I just need to start drawing my food. Is that what I need to do?
Anything you actually like overcoming, it's almost like it's very positive, because you're not saying no, I would never ever. Like, you're still communicating with that thing. I mean, I still show the respect and earning to that by capturing the image forever and ever. Well, but isn't that the point when all those, you know, the painters back in the days, like those Renaissance painters, remember when they paint those beautiful women? Remember, that was their way of loving them. They would never have them, but they literally immortalized them because they love them. Oh my God, let me take a note of that.
That is so true. That is so true. That's funny because I do
Perfect.
love my food.
Yeah, and isn't that amazing? Apparently, there is more ways of satisfying that craving. Apparently, there is a creative satisfaction. The same creative way for me is actually parting with things when I'm trying to declutter my house, because that's another issue we have. So all those clothes I have in my closet, which I love them, and they have some significance to me, you know, like my relatives send it to me from Europe or something. So I'm holding on to them. But guess what happens? I never wear them. It's just this particular piece of clothing does not have the energy which is compatible for me. That's the only way I can describe it. So it just hangs there, taking place. And then it kind of reminds me of, like, I feel sad. I open my, you know, I open my closet, and it's full, and there's nothing to wear, because you literally have five or six items which is energetically active for you, and everything else just hangs there. So what I start doing, I will take those things down. Some of them I still cannot touch. You have to go in circles. But the ones I'm ready to part with, I think that I'm ready. So I take them out. I literally give them thanks. I remember where I have them from, how I got them. And then, as I'm folding them to take them to Goodwill, I literally tell myself that I'm not using it, but there will be somebody who will buy it for a fraction of the cost. And they would love it so much because it's a great quality, expensive piece of clothing. This is the only way how I positively part with something. I don't feel lack, I feel the abundance. Because the energy works wonders. The moment you free the space, the things which you really need comes in. So you fill it up with something you actually wear, you use it. Another thing you have to remember, I'm very big on energy. So anything which surrounds you, which you're not using, are actually draining your energy. Any little, big, medium-sized thing, anything. Clear your space. You have to clear your space. Otherwise, you constantly feel tired. You feel worn out. You feel, but well, I just don't have it in me. Like, I don't have enough energy to do this. Why? What's wrong with me? Look around. It's literally like little tiny sucking big straws to you. Like,
Oh yeah. Well, and the thing is I tend to be a purger. So like I will accumulate a lot
right.
of stuff and then I just do a major purge, and I have been known to get rid of things that I've wanted later, but
Yeah.
you know what? They've not been the life or death, right? You know, it's like it's okay that I got rid of it. It's fine. But for me, that process of purging, like you said, is like just getting a
Painful.
bunch of energy sucks out of my life, right?
Right.
Because I find clutter to be very energy sucking.
Do you know the rule? For every one new item, you have to get rid of five old ones.
No.
One to five. I'm not even there yet. I'm lucky if I have one to one.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law, every holiday, pretty much, because my husband wears t-shirts and jeans. That's what he wears.
Well,
So,
the same as mine.
if our podcast kind of bounces around you guys, it's because we've been having some technical difficulties. So, please forgive us if it seems a little chopped in a couple of
Right.
places.
Our ADHD is taking over our equipment. By the way, while we were talking, my neighbor gave me that the tear out calendar, you know, every day one. So while we were talking, I literally took the page off and it says January 2nd, saying return all things you borrow. Wow, that's amazing. Isn't that
I try
something?
not to borrow things because I always forget to
Right.
return them.
Right.
And I have a completely off-topic
Yes.
story for you.
We love off topics. Go.
Off-topic story, but it's an ADHD story. So last week, a couple weeks ago, I was at Ina's house, and she had an old bottle or a bottle that she wasn't using anymore, a water bottle that has like a light up bottom on it and everything to remind you to drink out of it. And she gave it to me because she doesn't really use it. And so I got a hold of it, and I was like, I got it all attached to my phone, and I was all excited, and I used it for a day and a half, and it's in my house somewhere. I have no idea where. I have looked high and low.
Oh,
And that thing
interesting.
even has like a Find My Bottle like feature on it. And so I did that, and it says it's at my house.
Well, here, you're gonna find it soon, but how about this? When you find it, how about you add some stickers to it?
Oh yeah.
Maybe that this is what needed. Because
I don't know
it's
what's
such
needed
a
because
great
I was
idea. You just
loving
need
it.
to carry it around it. Yeah, it's great because when it's right near you, the moment it starts flashing the light, it reminds you, you're like, oh yeah. And I love the app. The app will show you how hydrated you are and this and that. I love it.
Yeah, I thought it was
You'll
great. And
find
then
it.
I was cleaning after Cookie Sweatshop and Christmas and everything, and I had it with me, and then all of a sudden I didn't have it with me, and I can't find it anywhere. So
Okay, so I'll tell you what,
manifest it back for me, will you?
my bottle has a special message. It's helping you clean. That's why it's hiding. Keep cleaning.
It's
Marco Polo, keep
making me clean.
cleaning.
I literally turned off all the lights in the house and pushed the glow button to see if I could see it glowing.
You'll
And
find it. It's coming back. Oh,
anyway.
another off topic, but not off topic. That's a refer the reference to our previous podcast when we talk about me really wanted to act. So how interesting things work out. So I was all determined, hey, I needed to go get classes on acting, this and that. Like I really need to work on my goals. And then suddenly, bam, this spin, right? So you would think that I'm going in a different direction right now where I wanted to, but when I thought about it, it all makes sense. So first of all, I decided that my acting will be focused on my Toastmasters position. Since that's going very well, since I am a Toastmasters president right now, I do see a lot of good future with that. So I'm going to put the goal in place to actually pursue my learning path with Toastmasters because that's a monetary reward there. Second of all, I would like to participate in speech competition. If I actually start going that route, the speech competitions are, it's an event. So you get on stage and blah, blah, blah. And second of all, I am thinking that I really would like to put a goal for myself to get into regional Toastmaster president position. So I will go on the next level of those speech competitions. So for me, that's you, it's storytelling, it's stage, it's performing. The next thing I decided, I still would like to go and perform regularly. So I talked to my husband yesterday and I said, honey, would you like to go on a date with me on Friday night? We'll go to the coffee shop where we met because they have open mic every Friday night. So I told him I will scout the place. If I feel comfortable about this place, I would like to do that every Friday night. To go and perform there. And I'm thinking, I would like to see how far can I take it? If I actually have performance, which will consist of small stories, but kind of the same line, would people like, will people be interested enough to come back the next Friday and next Friday? Like, I would try to actually get the live audience and see how much I can take it.
Do cliffhangers.
Right, exactly. Like a podcast, but in real life.
There you go.
So tomorrow night. So tomorrow, first of all, in the morning, I'm going to see the new department. I actually volunteered, did not go on Monday, but go on Friday before. See the new place, get all the introductory out of the way, say goodbye to my department. And then this way on Monday, it would be less stress for me because I would have to remember new people and training and everything. So I'm going on Friday. And then Friday night, I ask my husband if he would like to go on a date with me. Go see the open mic out the area and then maybe go to the bar, have a drink or something, just kind of have our own time. So this is in term of acting. This is what I would like to do. And guess what? I do have an online class I purchased last year. It's about acting. The class is phenomenal. It's really the guy who is an actor from LA. And he is so engaging and he doesn't have a lot of water in there. He just goes straight to the point. This is acting technique. This is this. So there is just so much information out there. So I don't have to give up my dreams.
No.
I don't have to.
No, but now you have a better financial stability that allows you to be able to maybe explore your dream in a different way.
Right. Right. So it's I'm not lying to myself. I truly believe in, you know, the universe always have a plan for you. So you put your wishes and your goals out there and the universe always gives you the best spin of it. So if I don't question it, if I go with it, I'm thinking if I work in the very positive, safe environment, make more money while I'm chasing my dreams, that's all that matters. And you have to realize I am right now, my responsibility of being a parent comes first. Mm-hmm. I do see myself as soon as my kids are gone and graduated from school, I do see more flexibility for my acting opportunities and everything else. Right now, I'm a mom. My kids need me the most. They're in high school. So the time will fly so fast. I only have 4 to 5 years left.
One of the first things I did when my kids were out of the house, I mean, like within a few years of that time, was act in Hamlet. It was like I finally could get back on stage and play with that a little bit. And that it is different when you don't have kids in the house depending on you for a lot of stuff, even young adult children.
Right. And speaking of that, can we please say about our good news? The movie Janine was in and I was an extra. Now it's going to be shown on the big screen. What?
I know. She Media. Amazing. So this is a little plug for our movie called Missing Persons by my daughter, my son-in-law, and a couple of their really close friends. We had Jacob on the show not long ago.
Yeah, right.
And it got picked up by She Media.
And oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So excited about that. And such
so
a good.
I would encourage everybody to watch it because the interesting spin on, I am obsessed with true crime podcasts right now. That's my thing. So when I start learning and listen to more of those stories, the real stories, right? Our movie was spot on. Was absolutely spot on. The way how person is missing, how the police sometimes is stagnant, how there is this red flags of the person who did that. Oh my gosh. Like I have a whole new appreciation for that script. I have a whole new appreciation for that movie. I cannot wait till they do something else. Could you please pull your strings and make them write another script? I would like to audition for one of the main parts. It would be so much fun. And that's another point. The reason why we're talking about it, I feel creativity outlet for ADHD is so important. People just don't give it enough credit. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with ADHD. We're masking our symptoms and we're trying to be like everybody else, but we don't have to. We actually have to stop masking and we have to run with creativity because that is our strongest point. Nobody else could ever compete with us in terms of creativity. Why are we afraid? Like there is nothing wrong with that.
No, Not at all. I love the fact if my ADHD is what brought my creativity into being, then I would have ADHD no matter what. If I
Right.
could say, if they said you cannot have ADHD anymore, I'd be like, forget it, because I want the ADHD if that's what's contributing to my creativity, because that's so much of who I am.
Another positive thought about ADHD, I am having so much fun with myself, so to speak, not in a bad way, that, there is always something going on in my brain. There is always a new spins. There is always a new sparkles. When you nurture it, you are in the constant, how would I explain it better? Like you are living that the holiday. Like it's like a Groundhog Day, but in Disney for me. Like it's fun. So I always joke about it. I said, you know how people are afraid to be like wrongfully accused of something and arrested? I am literally thinking it wouldn't be that bad. I'll finally have time to write down everything I want to write. Just give me a pen and paper, and I'll be like, oh, please don't bother me. You'll be
Oh,
like,
Ina.
hey, you're out for bail. I'm like, no. Hold on a second.
So, on that note, this has been a great conversation, as always,
Thank
when I get
you.
a chance to meet with you. And I'm very sad in a way because I know that this is our last Thursday morning meeting,
Right.
because now you're going to be working full time, but we will figure this out and figure out a time to get together.
Well, if you'd like maybe to push yourself and wake up early some days, we can still put 30 minutes together.
Yeah, we can still do that for sure. But
Not too bad. I mean, we're talking about 6 o'clock in the morning.
yeah, I can always go back to bed.
Right. Yeah, you can while I'm driving to work. It's exciting. I couldn't wait to share my good news with you because I know how much you're supporting me. And
So
if there is one message I would like all that your audience, whoever's listening to you, if I'd like to give a message to them, is do not be scared. Do not. ADHD is actually great power. It's a superpower. But with any power, you need to know how to use it. So when you consciously try to use it in a way that it benefit you, it gives you such an amazing result. So And
Amen.
I'm so happy. New year, we're going to return all the things that we borrowed, apparently.
Yeah.
And the thing of 1st of January, it tells me that was the 1st of January. Be the first to say hello. How
Oh,
powerful is that?
that's very powerful.
I love those messages. So hello to everybody. New year, new ADHD approach. We're all superhumans. We all neurodivergence. I would like to have a cape with that. The sky's the limit.
So, Ina, again, thank you so much for doing this with me. And it was a very last minute podcast, so I really appreciate you doing that.
I love it.
And if my butterflies on the wall like what they're listening to and what they've heard, I'm hoping that they'll subscribe, that they'll follow, so that they don't miss any of the great stuff that we put out, and the information that we share. So,
Right.
on that note, we'll see you next time.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.